Hey guys, before we get into the show, I wanted to quickly talk about today's sponsor, Skillshare. I was super excited to get Skillshare as a sponsor because it's something I use myself and I couldn't recommend more. They have a literal treasure trove of classes to choose from. I've taken classes on everything from creative writing boot camps to mastering the perfect grilled cheese. And the best thing is that you can learn at your own pace. Pause, play, revisit for later. However fast or slow you want to go. If you click the link in our show notes, you'll get a 1 month free trial, which gives you access to thousands of classes with no restrictions. Check out Skillshare today. And now, on with the show.
My friend, 25 years actor, shorter than the GC champs of the SSA of champion of the world.
Mr. JP, well, how you doing, buddy?
Oh man, doing pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad, because today our feature presentation is the original, The Bourne Identity.
We've been talking about doing this one for a long time, and you know, I always thought Matt Damon was kind of a Streisand, but he's pretty badass in this movie.
He just whoops ass. I mean, this movie, we'll get to it, but this movie, I feel like it almost feels quaint now, but it kind of ushered in a new type of action movie.
Oh, 100%.
You know, I mean, we can, for better or worse, with the shaky cam, which is wildly overused, but
yes.
But with just with the environmental uses, you know, of
yeah,
you know, like a pen or a book or a what have you. Like, yeah, we don't have a John Wick without the Bourne Identity.
No, no. And, you know, Matt Damon, I quoted 40 Year Old Virgin there, our boy Paul Rudd, 40 Year Old Virgin. But yeah, it's like Matt Damon, he wasn't an action star or even thought of as an action star before this movie. You know,
the talented Mr. Ripley begs to differ.
Oh, yeah, he's, you know, he's an incredible actor. And I feel like he might be one of the early examples of, I mean, you know, there's a couple here and there, but he's like a really high level actor.
Yeah, A-list.
Who they like, A-list, incredible award winning actor who, you know, is an action star too.
Yeah.
Great.
Love
and
to see it.
Doug Liman, who directed it, who, you know what his first movie he directed was?
What was that?
Swingers.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. Because I was like, Doug Liman. And I went, oh, fuck yeah. He directed Swingers.
I always just assumed Favreau directed it since he wrote, he wrote and starred it, right? But he didn't direct
it. Yeah, he wrote and starred it. No. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy. But yeah, love this movie. So good.
Yeah. Well, before we get into that, what have you been watching, reading, seeing, doing this week?
Oh, man. Succession is...
I'm still... so far behind.
Oh, dude. It's just, I'm not, I won't say anything, but it's just, oh man, it is going to be a crazy, crazy ending, I think. It's just, the stakes are getting higher. And then one interview I saw, or one review I saw, it just says, the poison is slowly starting to drip in. It's just, that's all I'll say. It's just, God. And Tom is so good, and Greg is hilarious, and just everybody is so good on that show. You know, the casting director, I got to give it up to the casting director.
Knocked it out of the park.
Fucking knocked it out of the park. And then what else? Haley and I are really into 1883, that Yellowstone prequel show.
Oh, yeah.
With Sam Elliott. It's fucking phenomenal. It is so
is that
good.
Still a Taylor Sheridan universe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And funny thing is we didn't watch Yellowstone.
I haven't seen it yet either. It's the reason I got Peacock like 2 years ago and I never watched it.
I know. Yeah, seriously. But yeah, other than that, that's kind of about it. Reading random stuff. Yeah, what about you? What have you been watching, reading, seeing, doing this week?
Are you caught up on Barry?
No, I'm one behind.
I think I'm caught up. I think I watched this week's. Man, it's getting weird.
The last episode I saw was the one from last week, which, you know, you thought Barry, it was like a fantasy, but then you find out, like, no, he really had a kid with Sally. Yeah. And
it's funny, you're like, I've heard multiple people say they thought that that was like a dream or a fantasy, and that never even crossed my mind for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't.
Dude, yeah, maybe I'll watch that tonight before Haley gets home from work.
Yeah,
but
I won't spoil anything, but this last one, this was the first time I had to, like, go find a recap, because I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, I watched it back. I was like, did I just miss something? I rewound. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. I'm like, what was this? And it was basically like, yeah, you're not really supposed to understand what was going on there. I was like, yeah, oh, okay, he's good, because I didn't.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, and I think there's only two more episodes left.
Yeah, it's almost done.
Yeah, and I'm just so curious to see where Bill Hader goes next. I feel like, because I listened to an interview with him, and he said that his ultimate goal was always to be a writer-director, and I feel like film director.
Man.
I can see that being the case for sure. I
think he's been directing a number of them this season, if not even all.
He directed them all.
Yeah.
He directed them all.
I knew his name popped up a few times. I didn't go back and look to see if it was all of them, but man, he's so good.
He's so good.
He builds some great tension director. In the most recent one that's just pretty phenomenal.
I can't wait to watch it. Nice.
What
Anything else?
I randomly went back and watched a bunch of Terminator movies.
Oh, which ones?
Well, I started with the original.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I did like I got way too excited and was like live tweeting all through it to like nobody at like 10 o'clock in the morning on like a Saturday. I was really into it. Just loving me some Michael Biehn and how awesome.
Of course, he is. Classic.
And then I went and watched Dark Fate, which I stand by that's a solid entry. No one really saw
it. Is that
it.
The most recent one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. But
okay.
Yeah, it's no one seemed to really give a damn.
I don't know. It. It's yeah, okay. I got to give it a shot just cuz I think
Linda Hamilton comes back and she's great.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Arnold and I like all the other people that are involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever since they went off the T2, you know, Rise of the Machines was blah, and then what was after that? Salvation.
Three was okay. It was just kind of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and then
Salvation.
And then I watched. Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. The three I watched were the original Dark Fate, and then I guess I was in too good of a mood, so I decided to knock myself down a peg and watch Genesis again.
Is that the one with Khaleesi in it?
Yeah, that movie is just, oh god, it's so stupid.
Like, why?
Like they explain too much of like how things happen, like how time travel works and this and that. Like that's one of those things you can't think too much about because it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, and like,
especially and it got, I hadn't even thought of this before, but the machines made it. Why would the machines make a time travel device that can only work with organic material? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never even thought of that until they, like, shine this huge light on it and we're talking about it way too much and dealing with it way too much. I'm like, that even makes less sense. Like, stop doing that. It used to be like Looper where they start talking about time travel and they're just like, it just is. Just stop it. Don't think about it. Like, it doesn't matter.
It's like when I showed my nephews Terminator 2 for the first time, and they weren't like super young, but they were young. They're probably, you know, 9 or 10 or maybe 11. And they kept asking me all these intricate time travel questions. And I was just like legitimately trying to answer them. And then after a while I went, just watch the movie.
It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
If you think about it too much, it all falls apart because it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's like,
exactly.
How can someone go back and be like their own father? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That's why James Cameron, the two best Terminator movies, guess what? They don't even attempt to make sense of it. They just show up.
That's just the action is great. The acting is awesome. And it's just a good movie.
That movie still holds up, too.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Linda Hamilton, she's... When you look at that movie, like, right with T2, mm-hmm. just her character arc and her range, because she's just, like, a ditzy, like, 80s chick in the first one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't know anything. And then she's just, like, this psycho badass in the next one. Just, like, lost her mind.
Like a, she's, like, a fucking, like, special ops, you know, like, also soldier.
She's in, like, a mental institution and, like, you know, she's just, like, deranged almost. Mm-hmm. Just some of the scenes that she's in, just screaming and yelling, it's fantastic.
Doing the fucking chin ups, and it's just fucking so jacked. Yeah, yeah. Just the way she moves in that too. It's just like it's very fluid, but also like animalistic. And it's just when she's like running down the hall with the broomstick, and it's just like back. Yeah. And it's like I need to go back and watch that
it's,
again.
It's just so good. Have you heard the theory? Getting way off topic. Have you heard the theory that Kyle Reese isn't actually John Connor's father? It's actually the dude that she went out on a couple dates with that calls and like doesn't make the date, and it was actually him, but they let like Skynet believe that so they wouldn't go after, you know.
Oh no, I haven't heard that.
That would make sense.
Yeah,
and the voice calls is actually James Cameron.
So James Cameron is the boyfriend?
Yeah, James Cameron is actually the father of the savior, which would make sense with his MO.
Yep, sounds about right.
But yeah, holds up in that movie. It's mm-hmm. so old, but the only thing that doesn't quite hold up is the stop motion at the end.
Yeah.
But that's it. Everything else really does, and it's fantastic.
James Cameron just he makes timeless movies. It's pretty fucking insane, his track record and how he can do it.
Filmography, like, he doesn't miss. Like, he doesn't have one stinker on there other than, I guess, Piranha 2, but he didn't really direct that.
Yeah.
Like, he has no bad movies on there. Like, not one.
Mm-mm. Like, I showed Haley True Lies recently.
Oh, man, we still haven't done that, have we?
Oh, we got to do that at some point. So that good. Movie so, fucks so good. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. We've gotten really off topic.
Yeah, I know. What else? I went back and since the new Guardians movie came out, I went back and watched the other two.
Mm-hmm.
I also started getting back into some of the Alien comics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's like the whole the series called like the Earth War. Where it, like, I don't really know what happened to Ripley, but it basically follows Hicks and Newt afterwards.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So those are fun.
Wow. Yeah, for sure. You can
see, like, the motion comics, like, on YouTube and stuff. They're in, like, little 5-10-minute bits.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, like, Alien Theory channel. Mm-hmm. They do a good job. There's some good Predator and Alien stuff on there, too.
Alien Theory.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Alien or Aliens Theory or something like that. But that's a fun channel if you're into that kind of stuff. That's about all I got. You wanna get into this?
Let's do it.
Let's get into our feature presentation.
And now, our feature presentation.
The Bourne Identity from 2002, 84% for the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, and 93% for the audience, directed by Doug Liman, starring Matt Damon as Jason Bourne, Franka Potente as Marie, Chris Cooper as Alexander Conklin, Clive Owen as the professor, and Brian Fuck Off Cox as Ord Abbott.
And did you notice who one of the ancillary little
Gox!
Analysts is.
Wally Goggs. I almost texted Wally you that Gox! During, but I decided to wait. Yep. He says one line. He's just like in the background. Oh, I love you, some Wally.
Yeah, I think I just wrote at one point, like, all cap, Goggins!
I did write it down. I knew I'd remember.
Yeah, so good. So good. And this might be one of the cooler, like, badass, like, openings to a movie. Just, like, he wakes up at sea, He's got fucking bullets in his back.
Yeah, I mean,
he's just floating in the middle of the ocean. Kick off with the cast
of Deadliest Catch, fishing a soggy Matt Damon out of the water.
Just like, how the fuck? Why the fuck? Yeah.
Nicest
just,
fisherman yeah. ever, by the way.
I mean, and yeah.
Could have been nice. Picked up by a more lovely group.
I mean, yeah, so nice. And they just happen to have this, like, fucking doctor on board, you know, who's just pulling bullets out of his back. And
yeah. I mean, this movie, it does, I mean, it's the whole series is based on a trope that I hate, which is amnesia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It works mm-hmm. for this. Like, I just started watching Citadel on a... I could have said this film before.
Oh,
with Prime? With Richard Madden and Priya mm-hmm. and the Tooch man shows up.
The Tooch.
Yeah, it's not bad. And I thought it was amnesia at first, and I was like, "Fuck this! I hate that trope. It's usually used so poorly. It's usually when a writer's a hack and they can't think of anything better, you know, to get them out of a situation." That's not the case here, mm-hmm. but. Yeah, I normally really, really hate that trope. And it's also not the case in Citadel, exactly. It's a different version of it, but I digress. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he has amnesia. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, he knows how to do all sorts of things. Like, he's tying knots, he knows different languages, but he has no idea who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty crazy when he's, like, speaking to himself in the mirror.
Yeah,
and he's, like, asking himself who he is, but in, like, five or six different languages.
Each few words is in a different language. That's a great scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who are you?
Also, I feel like one of my favorite curses is when she just says Scheiße a bunch of times in this movie.
Yeah, she just starts doing German for some reason.
Scheiße. Scheiße! Great. Love it.
So they bring him to shore, give him a couple bucks and a dope ass sweater. Love that sweater. That came with it, man.
Whew. Classic.
Looking great. Mm-hmm. He goes and like has a nap on a park bench and hassled by some cops, and then we learn he also has some like super badass fighting skills.
And just the way, God, Damon is such a good actor in this moment, too, because it's just reflex. It's muscle memory. The guy goes to poke him with his nightstick, and he just grabs it.
Yeah, switch and you just see this flips. Little,
yeah, and you see this flicker in his eye. He fucks the dudes up and grabs the gun, and then he's just, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, what am I doing?
Exactly.
It's like upgrade. It just goes on like autopilot all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Another
mm-hmm.
movie we need to do, which is fantastic.
Oh my God, we need to do that movie for sure.
So, he beats them up real good. Mm-hmm. Then he found like a bank account number like in his leg or something.
Yeah, there was the doctor found a chip that also happened to be a projector, and it projected a city and a bank account number on the wall. So that's where he's going. He's going to find this
Swiss
bank account
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Swiss. You know how they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No fucks given.
Yeah, he goes and to this bank. It's like put in a little room. Looks like where you get like a private dance in a strip club.
Velvet drapes and you know.
Opens up his little box and it's just full of like money and passports and a gun.
Yeah.
Just like your spy starter kit, essentially.
Basically. Something that you get at the dollar store, like spy starter kit.
Yeah. That's the first day stuff.
And it's all passports that are his picture because he still doesn't know who he is because he's like, oh, I'm Jason Bourne. And then it says he has five different passports for different countries.
It's like a hidden little compartment. And that's mm-hmm. when he finds all the spy shit. Like
and money, it has a shitload of money.
All different currencies, different passports for different countries all over. And the gun, mm-hmm. of course.
Yeah.
So he takes everything except the gun. And decides to head to like the embassy, I guess.
Yeah, because as he's leaving the bank, we see a bald guy calling somebody on the phone, which it's the CIA. It's Chris Cooper and Brian Cox. They're trying to, you know, perceivably keep a lid on Bourne and what Bourne is associated with and what Bourne could blow up for them. So, like, they have eyes everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like when we watch Enemy of the State, it's just like seeing this. I got
that same kind of vibe, too.
Yeah, it's just like there's cameras fucking everywhere. The internet is awesome. And it's just like, bitch, this was 2003. Yeah. We were still living in, like, the AOL time back then.
As we know, the government is not this competent. But, I mean, it's a movie, so.
It's a movie, and they've got Walty Goggins there.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, I mean, if the actual CIA had some Goggins going on, they would be this competent.
Goggins and Brian Cox, basically. Yes,
exactly.
But, yeah, so cops are on his tail, so then he just happens to see the embassy. It was just, like, good, perfect place, perfect time. He just stops right in, and he's literally got, like, his fucking bank bag with, you know, 100K in cash.
Yeah, might as well just have a dollar sign on it.
Yeah.
He's a cartoon character.
Yeah. Twirling his little mustache.
Yeah, exactly. His monocle fell off on the run. So, yeah, he's in the embassy and he, like, realizes, you know, people are watching him. And he's like, oh, fuck this. Tries to bail. Beats up some Marines.
Wow. The fight sequences in this movie, I think, are shot so well because, yeah, there's a little bit of cuts, but not nearly as many cuts as there are in future movies. It's just like shaky cam, tons of cuts, whereas this movie I feel like really focused on the fighting and the brutality of the fighting.
Yeah, and I mean it is shaky cam, but I almost wouldn't even call it shaky cam because you can see what's happening.
And exactly.
It's so often used now to like hide things. you know, bad fight choreography or just bad plotting and bad writing, you know,
bad acting, bad everything.
Yeah, I mean, it is shaky, but it's not. It's to the point where you still follow everything that's going on.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's the way it should be used, really. Sure, I don't have a problem with it when it's used like this. It adds to it, I think.
Exactly.
So, he runs and like escapes. I love how he goes off that fire escape that like goes to nowhere.
It's just so fucking random, and you know, with parkour and the way that they shot that sequence too, it's just so tense and a rickety ass fire escape to nowhere. But the way he pulls himself in, hides, and then just happens to climb down because he's got to get his bag. He dropped his bag.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like one of the biggest silly things in all action movies is everyone has the most amazing grip ever. Yeah.
Like, oh, dude. Yeah.
They can all just Alex hold on with one hand and, you know, like holding someone else, like which is impossible to do. I mean, he does a little of that, but when he's climbing down, it's very slow and like methodical and like believable. So there's not a lot of that. You know, he's just, you know, hanging by like two fingers, which is just silly. I
mean, he really takes his time climbing down, and it's not like he's just going boom. Boom.
Yeah.
You know, jumping down all like very I'm believable a badass.
Grip levels.
Exactly. Yes.
So yeah, he escapes and and he runs into Marie, who's like in the embassy. Like she I don't know if she was arguing with one of the guys, like she's all out of money or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she's student visa. she's having a bad day overall. And he, you know, capitalizes on the situation. Yeah. He's like, give me 10 grand. I'll give you 10 grand to drive me to Paris. And she's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, I love that. She's like, what's the scam? What's the thing here? And this and that. She's like, no, I'm not going to do it. He's like, fine, then give me the money back. And she's like, Like, it was so smart to throw her the money first. So she had it in hand. It's like, oh, I don't want to give this back now.
And I don't know how much you could do it these days, how much weight it would carry, but did you notice that he throws her like American dollars? Because, you know, American dollars, that's, you know, the whatchamacallit, the inflation rate or
exchange rate.
Exchange rate. Yeah, that's right.
It's actually probably better now than it used to be.
Yeah. So here's 10,000 American dollars. Yeah, and then 10,000 when we get there. But he also knew
she was American, so.
Is she American, though?
I think so. Well, she was at the U.S. Embassy, so. I mean, why would she be at the U.S. Embassy in, like, France or Switzerland or wherever the hell they are if you're not an American?
But then she's yelling Scheisse, like, later in the movie.
Yeah, she lived, like, all over the place.
Oh, yeah, because isn't she kind of portrayed as like a gypsy?
The word they use. I don't know if that's an okay word to even say.
Oh,
that's why I didn't say it. That's what they say. Yes,
She's a nomad.
Yeah, that's what they refer to her as. Like, she's lived all over the place, kind of like on and off the grid. But I mean, if she wasn't a U.S. citizen to begin with, there'd be no reason for her to be in the U.S. embassy. Like, they'd be like, so.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, they still were kind of like that, but yeah.
Because I wonder if she was like a Swiss or German citizen, and because she was talking about student visas and everything, so I wonder if she was going to try to get to the United States.
I don't know. It seemed like it to me. I thought she was definitely an American that just happened to like be gallivanting around Europe.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Details.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Details.
So, yeah, she agrees. And they get a bit friendly on the drive. I love when he's just like, fuck it. I'll just tell you what's the deal is.
I love that, too, because he's literally going through his head, and he said, I have all this information. Fuck it. I'm just going to tell her. I can't remember anything before 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. She's just like, okay, sure, bud.
Yeah, sure thing. I'm just going to keep talking about my life and what's going on.
Yeah, that was a nice scene where he's just like, please keep talking. Like, it's relaxing. I like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So totally. They do end up making it to Paris fairly easily. And, she gets way in over her head when she didn't really need to.
Yes. Yes. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, because he's, even for somebody who doesn't remember anything from 2 weeks before, all this stuff is still ingrained in him, and he's, you know, doing a really good job of staying out of sight and keeping it moving. And
yeah, I mean, that scene where they're, like, in a booth in, like, a restaurant, and he's like, I can tell you all the six license plates in the parking lot.
That
I
know was where really
the best
cool.
exits are. I can tell you that guy over there weighs like 215 pounds and can handle himself in a fight. The best place to find a gun is in the gray truck glove compartment outside. Like, he's just like rattling off all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So cool.
But he looks like Matt Damon, which helps. If he was a worse looking guy, she dumps him on the side of the road. I guarantee it.
Yeah. If she looked like, I don't know, you know, a creep.
Yeah, just, if I tried that, I would have been dumped on the side of the road in moments.
No. You're
also,
he's
so earnest, and like, it feels like he's being honest. I mean, he is, but just the way he comes across, you know.
Yeah, people would pick us up on the side of the road. We're a handsome, nice fellow. Come on now, don't sell yourself short.
I wish I had his skills.
Oh man, just the fighting like that, and just, you know. Five languages, yeah, and
the languages I think would be the best.
Yeah,
so totally. I don't need to fight. I'm too old to fight.
I know. Me, tell me about it.
So he invites her up to his apartment, which she agrees for some reason. It's really great. Just like looking around, really nice apartment, big apartment.
Really fucking nice apartment. Like, hey, I'd like that apartment in Paris. You know?
Yeah, seriously, I'd like that apartment here.
Yeah.
So he's like. Getting clues and stuff, like, I like how he does the redial on the phone. Figures out, like, one of his aliases stayed at this other hotel, so, like, that's one of the stops they're gonna make to figure some more stuff out. She, like, goes into the bathroom, she's getting all, like, pretty.
She's like, yeah, she's just, you know, washing up, and, you know, and she's like, the hot water doesn't work. And he already senses that something's off.
That's so great when he grabs the knife and he's looking around, and then she pops out and he just drops it.
And it's so fucking sharp that it just sticks in the ground.
It's such a smooth little move. And then that lunatic just flies through the window.
guns blazing.
Not a great assassin, by the way.
No, like, not, what was not the plan very subtle.
That's terrible.
Yeah, not very subtle, but, you know, Damon's fucking him up with a pen. He's like fucking John Wick before John Wick.
Yeah.
Three men in a bar with a fucking pencil.
So good.
Yeah, and just, like, he gets it in his hand, the guy, and he goes, pulls it out. That was really cool.
He's just like a machine. It's almost like a Terminator. I like when he just like sits up, like he's off screen.
he's the fucking Undertaker. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. So good. And then he beats the crap out of him, and the guy had lost, and just runs and jumps out the window.
Holy shit! Yeah, and
I just love her response to that.
Me she's too. So I was going to say that too.
Like, why he's just like he went out the window. Why would somebody do that? Which that's the right question. Why would somebody do that?
I she like plays when that people
so well.
I love that because normally people be like, "What the fuck? What the fuck's going on?" You know, in a movie. But she's quiet. She's out of it. She's in shock. Exactly.
She nails it. She's. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it. I don't remember seeing her in anything else because she's fantastic in this.
Yeah, I think she is a German actress or something. She was in a movie called Run Lola Run that's supposed to be really good. Yeah, that's supposed to be really good. I think she pops up from time to time.
I was thinking she must be like a foreign actor because there's no way that she's not working. She's
right. Good, exactly.
She's so good in this.
Totally.
So. Yeah, they leave, and he gives her a chance to, like, get out, basically.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just trying to do the right thing. Go to the cops.
I love how she's like, nobody does the right thing.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm trying to.
Yeah, well, he is, but he's also like, okay, but in reality, it's easier for me to not have you here. Like, he does level with her, because it is the right thing, but it's still best for him.
Yeah, and I love when he just yells. They're kind of going back and forth, and then he just yells, "I don't even know who I am," and then she just wants to stay. Yeah, they're in their little Mini Cooper, and the cops start coming up to him, and he goes, "Last chance."
I love how he's like the tires felt like a little squishy. Like, how's it handle? It's like pulls a little to the left. he's asking all these things because he knows what's about to happen. And we get this great big car chase while Apollo can fold ready, steady, go pumps.
Ready, steady, go. One of the best car chases. Yeah.
Except that one, I believe, was the Korean version.
Oh, yeah. One of the best car chases, I think, in movies, like, ever.
It's really great.
So good. It's really great. Yeah.
So, yeah, they escape all that, ditch the car and get haircut, and they do some kisses and a bit of sex.
So, I have a question. So, he made a big point of changing her appearance, cut her hair, whatever. Why didn't he change his appearance? Why didn't he, like, shave his head or color his hair?
I thought about that. He had such little hair. A haircut really wouldn't do much. Shaving it would probably just accentuate his face.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, not coloring it was, I mean, he's Matt Damon, so.
You know, I mean, yeah.
But yeah, they should have at least colored his hair. I could get behind the other reasons. Like, he didn't have long enough hair to cut it to really change much. And again, shaving it might just highlight his features, which might not be a good thing either. If you're trying to blend in. But yeah, you'd think. Maybe you would have.
Dude, something, you know. Go throw a ball cap on. Throw a ball cap on. Yeah, like, how come he didn't wear a fucking hat or something? Yeah.
If the MCU has taught us anything, if you want to go undercover, you put a baseball cap, sunglasses, and a leather jacket, and a t-shirt. The cap has no writing on it, like my hat right now.
Yeah, nothing. You're completely unrecognizable.
Yep, you fit right in. No problem. So, yeah, they do all that. I enjoyed this, too. They have this intricate plan of how to get the hotel records from where he stayed as this other guy.
Yeah, John Michael Caine.
Yeah. and it's this whole detailed thing that they're supposed to do. Like, he runs through it, has her, like, walking through it right before they do it. And then she just, like, comes out. She's like, oh, I just got it. I just asked for it. He's like, what? He's like, I just asked.
I told him that I was your assistant.
His reaction's great to that, too. He's just like, huh. Like, I never even thought of that.
Oh, great.
That was a really nice switch up, subverting of expectations. So, yeah, they get this information, and they keep on sleuthing. basically find out he's an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
He was hired to kill this, like, I don't know what the dude was, like some sort of like deposed warlord or something, or dictator.
Yeah,
I don't really know. That's,
yeah, because it he wasn't around for very long. You know, Clive Owen murked him on his boat.
He saw to that. Well, no, not on his boat. On just like walking down the stairs, which incredible shot. But I take issue with that because later on, he then can't hit him running through the woods, and he got him in like a fraction of a second when he walked by a window down some stairs.
Yeah, Mr. Owen. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you can't show him in the reticle. Show Matt Damon like in his scope if you're gonna have him make that shot. You just can't.
Which, speaking of Clive Owen, we need to do. Do you remember that movie that he did with Paul Giamatti and?
Oh my God! Yeah, what is that called? It's nuts.
Oh, it's fucking insane! I loved it. Hit him up, fire like shoot him up.
I think that movie.
Oh my God, we got to do bonkers. That at absolutely. Some point.
Oh man. So he figures all this out. Whatever. They're being pursued, and they decide to take her. He's like, I'll take you, like, anywhere you want. Just, like, where do you want to go? Somewhere safe. I'll drop you off, like, where no one knows where you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to some, like, I guess, like, old flings, like, countryside house or something. I don't really know.
And she's, like, convinced, he's not going to be here. He's never here. What happens? He's there.
He's there, like, within minutes.
Within minutes. Christmas lights are on. He's like, I don't know. And dad's guy's rolling up with his kids in tow.
Yeah, kids and a dog. Like, it's like, oh, no. Like, he's just, like, fine with them staying. It's wild, but.
Yeah. I love how it intersperses, too. Like, the CIA, he's. Born is, at first he's like bunch of steps ahead, and then it just keeps shortening, where it's like he's literally hours ahead of them, like not days.
Yeah, they keep slowly tightening the noose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, they basically figure out where he is, or where they are, and the next day, they've sent Clive Owen to go get him.
Yeah, and he knows right away because they're like, the dog's gone missing. Where's the dog? Where's the dog? And
it's like, does he ever do this a lot? And it's like, no, never. It's like, okay, get in the basement.
Basement. Yeah. What are you talking about? What'd you do? And he's yelling at her, and he's like, my fault. Just go in the basement.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I love, she's like, but the kids. He's like, we're going to hurt the kids. And he's just like, I won't let that happen. And just cocks the shotgun. So badass.
Finds the shoddy.
Yeah, he's got the double-barrel beast gun.
Mm-hmm.
And his first move is just to shoot, like, the propane tank.
Oh, yeah, to just throw off, like, Clive Owen.
Yeah, to cover his move, because with some smoke, he's basically just pops some smoke. He's in Call of Duty.
Yeah. And I love that shot, too, where he shoots, like, all the shit in the reeds is fucking amazing. And he just shoots his gun, not even at anything in particular, but there's all those birds in the reeds, too. And that distracts Clive Owen, too.
Yeah, just using everything to his advantage. It's really great.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically, like, comes around behind him and, takes him out.
Mm-hmm.
But before he dies, you know, he's asking him all about, like, what's going on. He talks about Treadstone and... He's basically the same as him. Like, they've been, like, programmed or whatever to be assassins.
Do you get the headaches? Do you get the headaches, too? Oh, man, the headaches are the worst.
Yeah, I love that. They're just, like, two dudes, like, talking about their craft. Like, even though they just try to kill each other. It's just completely nothing personal. You know, it's just business.
Mm-hmm.
So, he dies. So, he wants to know, like, more about Treadstone or whatever.
Right.
He goes and eventually, like, confronts Coughlin. Like, they all come to get him. He's trying to clean up his little mess.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tells him a bunch of crap, and it, like, jogs his memory. Like, all comes back to him, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Over the phone. And Chris Cooper, man, he is such a great actor, I think. He kind of plays similar parts in most movies.
Yeah, he's always
kind of
like the scummy guy.
But he's so good.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he's so good.
So it's like, I'll come back to him. Some goons bust in. He has a big fight in the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he just surfs a dude's corpse all the way down the stairs and shoots a guy in the head on the way down. That's the most ridiculous part of the movie.
I know. Just that absurd. Didn't really... Yeah, it didn't really fall in line with, like, what they were the setting up in the rest of the movie.
Yeah, is I mean, it looked cool, but, yeah, that had... That was nonsense.
Just, like, riding a dead guy and then, you know, capping a dude on his way down.
Patently absurd. But, yeah. He gets out of there. And then I like how they basically send another assassin to kill Conklin, just, like, right in the street.
Yep. Just right in the street, yeah. Shot him down, and then the next scene literally goes to Cox, and he's like, okay, is it done? Cool. Shut it down. Yep. Shut everything down.
Clean up the mess.
Mm-hmm.
All the loose ends. Then we cut to Marie and Jason. They've escaped to some, like, lovely little beach town.
Well, so Marie went there first, which I think that looks like Greece. I don't know. I've never been to Greece, but it looks like Greece. And she has her own little business of renting scooters to tourists. And, of course, Bourne and his suaviness. Just, like, literally, I love how the camera goes one way and he's not there. And then it comes back and he's there.
He's just his little white linen shirt.
Mm-hmm. Living the fucking dream. Yeah. The fucking... Yeah, go ahead.
No.
I was just going to say that song, that Moby song, that...
Oh, yeah.
Just like, it's perfect. So good. Yep, it's really so is. Good.
Mm-hmm. And as that plays, we get credits.
Man, I love this movie. This is a great movie. I don't remember the other ones. I know I saw that when they came out with, like, just, like, Jason Bourne. I don't remember liking
2 and 3, and then 4 has, like, Jeremy Renner, right?
So there's...
Are there 4 or 5?
It's Bourne Identity, Bourne Ultimatum. Supremacy, and Bourne Ultimatum. And then they did Bourne Legacy with Jeremy Renner and Rachel Weisz.
And then, yeah, the last one was just like Jason
Bourne.
I've seen the first three in parts of the Renner one.
Yeah, I've seen them all. The Renner one was, it was kind of boring.
Like, the only part I've seen of the Renner one that made me not want to watch it was, like, it felt like a really mean-spirited scene. It was just, like, someone killing unarmed scientists in, like, a lab. Like, slowly, I was just like, oh, that's just, like, gross. I don't like stuff like that.
Yeah. I just remember seeing the Bourne Legacy, and I was like, there's too much talking. There's not enough action. It's just, we need more action. Come on now.
I mean, and then the second one, they just murk Marie, like, immediately.
Yeah, because they he's driving. Isn't it like she's driving the car? They're driving the car, and, like, a sniper shoots her from afar. So then he drives the car off the bridge, and he, like, leaves her in the car or something. Yeah, it's, like, insane. Yep. Insane. Well, I've got some trivia if you want to hear it.
Oh, hit us with some trivia.
So the name Bourne came from Ansel Bourne, a preacher in Rhode Island, the first documented case of dissociative fugue, a condition not unlike dissociative amnesia or dissociative identity disorder, multiple personality disorder. One day in 1887, he forgot who he was, started a new life in Pennsylvania under the name Brown, and opened a convenience store. About 3 months later, he woke up and not only remembered his life as Bourne, but forgot all of his life as Brown and was quite confused as to why he was in Pennsylvania.
What? See, I'm such a cynic. I just assume, like, he hated his family and he just bailed on him and started another one. It's like the equivalent of the guy that, like, goes to Florida and abandons his family.
Yeah. As of 2014, this is the only film in the Bourne series with any resemblance to the plot of the book on which it's purportedly based. And it's a very loose adaptation at that.
Yeah, I've never read any of the books.
My dad read them all and he loved them.
Dad book, it feels like. Oh, that's up with, like, your Tom Clancy's and your, and all that.
Mm-hmm. Matt Damon trained in the Filipino martial art Kali for the movie. Kali involves using the aggressor's energy against him and conserving your own energy.
I was wondering what the fighting style was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doug Liman wanted the camera operator to be late moving the camera, adding an edge to the photography, so he didn't let him watch rehearsal. That way, he wouldn't know which character spoke next.
Oh, nice. It's almost like a frantic pace that it adds to it.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like as the DP, that would kind of piss me off, too. I'm like, because you're constantly having to pay, like, you should be paying hyper-focus anyway, right. But I feel like, it's just like, dude, why are you doing this?
Yeah, as long as I understood the artistic reason, I'd be okay with it, but if he didn't explain that to me, I'd just be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing, man? I hate this. At Doug Liman's instruction, screenwriter Tony Gilroy did not read the Bourne Identity novel. Instead, he worked solely from an outline prepared by Liman.
That's funny, because he's done, like, that Andor series, and he doesn't know, like, anything about Star Wars. Like, he doesn't care about Star Wars.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because that's what I love about that show. You just got a good, a great writer to tell a good story. Like, who cares about everything else?
Yeah. Brad Pitt was offered the role of Jason Bourne, but turned it down to do Spy Game, whatever the fuck that movie is. I
remember that.
Yeah.
That's rare that I don't even know when something existed, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doug Liman based a lot of the CIA operations details on his father's memoir. Arthur L. Liman was chief counsel in the Iran-Contra hearings in the 1980s.
Boy.
Yeah. Holy shit. Nikki Nald, who plays the assassin Castle, the first guy.
Like the little was cross, cast like the Saint Bernard.
was cast very specifically. He actually trained Matt Damon, and so they wanted the first. Let's see, Doug Liman needed to cast the person who trained Damon in his fighting skill to play the role against him. It was important for the person playing the role to be both an actor and a stunt person.
Oh, so nice. I mean, they had really good fight chemistry in that fight. If that is even a thing.
Oh, totally. Doug Liman notes how Matt Damon got into shape to play the titular character. Liman calls it the, quote, no pizza, no beer, nothing fun to eat diet. evidently, Damon ate white meat chicken and boxed and trained every day for 4 months. Liman mentions he intended to get into shape with Damon, but only lasted through one workout.
That would have been me, too. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Am I getting paid to get to work right? out? Nope. All right, I'm good.
I'm not on camera. I don't need to look good.
Some differences between the film and the novel. In the novel, Jason Bourne does not recover from his injuries on the ship, but spends months at the coast with an alcoholic doctor who performs multiple surgeries on him. Jason's deposit box does not contain cash and a gun, and he opens it in the presence of a high-level bank employee. After this, Jason is attacked in the bank by professional assassins. Marie also plays a more important role in the novel, where she is a Canadian economics analyst named Marie Saint-Jacques.
Huh. Well, yeah. I mean, like, the first part of that makes more sense, but doesn't really work for a movie. Like, he got shot twice.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Do you know who I am?
It's like, it's that other action movie trope. They just pull the bullet out and they're okay.
And last, but certainly not least, body count. Body count. It's not very many.
We haven't had one of these in a while.
Yeah. It's not very many.
I'll go with 4.
8.
Boo!
I was going to say less than 10, but...
Nah, you can't give it that big of a...
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, 8.
Huh. Yeah. There we go.
There we go. I know we didn't talk about what we were doing next week, but I know what movie is coming out and I have an idea of what we should do.
Ooh, what is that?
So Fast X is coming out.
Yes.
Should we do Fast 9 is streaming on HBO Max right now.
Yeah, we can do that. Do we want to do 9? Have you seen them all?
Yes, I've seen them all.
I kind of want to do the best one.
Which one is the best one?
In my opinion, the best one is 5. That's the one The Rock shows up for the first time. We got everybody.
Oh, yeah. I'd be down to do that, for sure. Let's do 5.
Let's do Fast 5. That's the one with the safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
That's where it first, I feel like that's the first Fast movie when it started. Cause I've been seeing, have you seen all those memes and stuff? It's like, when did you know the Fast franchise lost its mind? And
yeah, that was basically
that's the one where it started.
Yeah, yeah. It's just bonkers, but so much fun.
Cool. Fast Five. Yeah. It is.
Like, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Sweet. Well, that was fucking fun. That was so much fun.
I'd seen that forever. That was a good one.
Been too long.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to add?
That's about all I got. Why don't you hit us where you can find us?
You can find us at www.actionmoviebookclub.com. You can also find us on Twitter at actionmoviebc or on Instagram at actionmoviebookclub. We're also on YouTube and on TikTok. But the biggest thing we'll ask of you is wherever you listen to your podcasting or watching on YouTube, give us a like and subscribe. Anything to help boost us in the algorithm, get us in more people's ears or eyeballs. Anything helps because it costs you nothing and it gives us everything. So anything helps.
Well put.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Well put. Oh man, that was fun. And I'm excited for next week.
Fast Five.
Hell yeah. All right, my friend, won't you take us out?
Happy trails, Hans.
Ready.